My eyes started to be cool. I opened my eyes and the universe was colorful. I realized that there were some colors that I would never notice. I lost my tick, and since I had a very good eyes, it worked for me. So that's tutia, means remedy for the eye. And the finest powder ever. Here he talks about tutia. Why? Because he was talking about the light, the light, the light. Now he talks about the remedy for the eye. Yes.
Which, if it strike on the eye of the blind man, will dispel him from a 100 years darkness. Heal all the blind ones except the envious man, who from envy is.
Again, it's not envy. Here it cannot be translated envy. Twice is repeated jealousy. Is it? Cure the eye of everyone but the jealous. Because the eye of the jealousy should be shut, right? So do not cure the eye of the jealous one, because that jealous one envies you. Yeah.
To thy envier, though it be I, do not give life, so that I may be suffering the agony of death, even as he is. Him that is envious of the sun.
Again, all these envies are jealousy.
Him that is jealous of the sun, and him that is fretting at the existence of the sun. Look you, this is the incurable disease which he has. Alas, look you, this is one fallen forever to the bottom of the pit. What he wants is the extinction of the sun of eternity. Tell, how should this desire of his come to pass?
You see, that silly one, he wants the beauty to disappear. That will never happen. Now let's go back. Do you remember how it went on over there? Remember? In the meaning we go back. Do you remember the beginning of this book? We talked about the falcon, right? That hunter. I said, that one is the one. Here, he will repeat that, yes?
The falcon is he that comes back to the king. He that has lost the way is the blind falcon.
Means that curiosity in you, that part of you which is looking for the truth, hunted the truth for your soul, it should come back to you. If it is being engaged in the problems out there, it's a blind falcon. The falcon, the most important part of the falcon is its eyes. That's why they cover it, they protect it even. A blind falcon will go and stay in the house of that old lady. Do you remember that old lady who was feeding it the soup and cut the wings. Exactly. See? That falcon is a blind falcon. Yes?
It lost the way and fell into the wilderness. Then in the wilderness it fell amongst owls.
Excuse me, what is wilderness? Because here the word is simply ruin. And there is a hell of a difference between wilderness and ruin. Here is the ruin, because the status, the being status of intelligence, we represented it with the falcon and, do you remember the other one? Owl. Because owl belongs to the night, this belongs to the day. An owl lives in ruins, not in the wilderness. Yes, ruin.
What's the word in Farsi?
Pardon me?
What's the word in Farsi for ruin?
Viran.
What?
Viran.
Viran.
Yeah. Thank you.
Viran and virane means ruin.
It is holy light from the light of approval, but the martial fate blinded it. He threw dust in its eyes and took
it. Here is something that maybe it's good to hear once. You would forget about it. I don't know how you could put it down even. Because here he's playing with two words which are really something. The first word is reza. Reza means satisfaction, satisfied. Rezayat means satisfaction. In Arabic, reza means the one who is satisfied. And it's the name of the eighth imam, and it's the name, and that's reza. Qaza. Qaza is a very critical word. From the beginning, he started to use it differently, because some people will translate qaza, the faith. The thing that will happen no matter what you do. But the other meaning of it is the consequence. And in the second paragraph of book one, he talked about this. Here he will call him a colonel, a marshal. Literally it means the one at the top who controls the others. Sarhang means, hang means a group of people, and sarhang means the head of that group. Here you say sarhang ya qaza, means the head of a group of faith, but at the same time qaza means judgment. Consequence, judgment, and faith, all three words should exist here, the meaning of them somehow. Because he's playing with that to mix them to confuse you. Did he succeed?
He succeeded.
He's a master.
He threw dust in his eyes and took it away from the road. He left it amidst owls and in the ruin. To crown all, the owls attack it and tear its lovely wing feathers and plumes. A clamor arose.
You see the problem? The problem is when you deny this eagle, actually, this falcon, you will put it in the place of those owls, and you know what? Over those owls, they will beat him up because they think that it is there to take their place. Even over there, they don't let it alone. Means, even if you don't bother really and don't care about it and put it over there, it will be bothered. Yes?
A clamor amongst the owls. Ha! The falcon has come to seize our dwelling place. As the street dogs, wrathful and terrible, have fallen upon the frock of a stranger. How am I fit, says the falcon, for owls? I give up to the owls 100 ruins like this. I do not wish to stay here. I am going. I will return to the King of Kings. Do not kill yourselves, O owls, for I am not settling. I am going home. This ruin is a thriving abode in your eyes. For me, however, the king's forearm is the place of delight. The owl said, the falcon is plotting to uproot you from house and home. He will seize our houses by cunning. He will tear us out of our nest by hypocrisy. The devotee of guile pretends to be perfectly satisfied by God. He is worse than all the greedy together. From greediness he eats clay as date syrup. O friends, do not entrust the sheep's tail to the bear. He is boasting of the king and the king's hand, in order that he may lead us astray, simple-minded as we are. How indeed should a petty bird be the congener of the king? Do not listen to him, if you have a little understanding.
Okay, you answer this. You sit down somewhere. You talk about this beautiful, idealistic state of heart and a passion and stuff, and suddenly you say, excuse me, I have seen this before. Go to any of these institutions like mosque, like church, you will see that blah, 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 they talk this beauty stuff. I don't see any beauty in you. You are painting beautiful stuff in there, then somehow you're connected and I have to believe you. You are a charlatan to me. Answer. You say, what? Is there something in common between you and God? Hmm. You look at me and say, an ugly fellow like you is trying to prove that you're connected to the beautiful God? What is this? Please repeat the last verse to see. It was exactly this, right? How indeed?
How indeed should a petty bird be the congener of the king? Do not listen to him if you have a little understanding.
Isn't it that I sit down and say, yes, somehow I have a relationship with God, and say, You the monkey I'm looking at, and the God? What is the conjunction over there? Do you remember this session I cut it off last time? I was started with what? All the conjunctions, all those connections which are not really visible, provable, or even tangible sometimes, but he talks about it. La, 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 la. Here, he will pose the question. Should be ready to say, oh yes, of course. Say the falcon, everybody will think of hunting, and the king, and the hand of the king. You see the relation? Where was the relation between these two? In my love story, in this sound, in this meaning, they are related. Listen carefully, yes?
Is he the king's or the vizier's congener? Is garlic at all suitable to sweetmeat made with walnut kernels?
What it means that suitable to sweetmeat made with walnut kernel? I didn't got it, because here he will say, is it proper to put the garlic in baklava? Right. That's what here it says. It's garlic and baklava. The rest I don't understand. What was that English blah 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 blah? I believe some Iranian wanted to show off his English knowledge, because this is supposed to be translated by, checked by Iranians, right? So هیچ باشد لایق لوزینه سیر. Yeah, because maybe they didn't get it, what Lozine is, the oldest name of baklava, because it's cut like this, and this is Lozine to us. Yeah.
His saying, from deceit and feint and artifice, the king with his retinue is searching for after me. Here's an absurd, mad fancy for you. Here's a vain boast and a snare to catch blockheads.
Let me suggest a change in here. Here is an absurd, mad fancy for you. How about this is an impossible melanconia for you? Because the word is malicholia, which is melanconia. Melancholy. The word is there. He said, this is the unacceptable melancholy. That simple. Int mali khuliyay napazir. This unacceptable melancholy of you. And second one, this big mouth. Khom needs to be, I have to think about it, because it's a raw big mouth, and the trap for the stupid ones. Something like that.